Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Saturday, December 18th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Mission Aviation Fellowship says a new regulation from the Federal Aviation Administration could ground 8 aircraft. MAF's Dennis Fulton says the FAA is requiring that all turbine-powered aircraft be equipped with new navigation equipment by March 2005. The catch is, at $15,000 an upgrade, it could affect outreach in Papua, Indonesia, Africa, and Central Asia.
If the funds don't come in by deadline, well, we just can't install the TAS equipment, and we'll have to ground the airplane. So the airplanes will be grounded unless we're able to do the installation in our U.S. registered aircraft.
Next, Uganda is held as the model country for reducing the HIV infection rate, but the 18-year civil war in northern Uganda threatens that success. According to a report by World Vision, in parts of the north, where the war is more concentrated, the HIV rates have increased to nearly 12%. That's almost double the rest of the country. The war has displaced many families from their homes in the northern region. Churches and relief groups like World Vision are serving those impacted by both the war and AIDS. And holiday gift giving takes on a whole new meaning for poor families around the world. Food for the Poor's holiday gift catalog has everything a family could need.
You can't just consider yourself a giver of chickens or goats or pigs or a house or education. What we really are doing is giving these people renewed hope to be able to once again be able to dream about the future.
Food for the Poor's Angela Loma says such pragmatic gifts can really change lives. Meeting physical needs allows the people to hear the message of the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. While you're hearing MNN on the radio, you may not be able to listen every day. So why not download our MP3 files for your MP3 player today? Take MNN on the road by going to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.